Welcome to Divinely Directed. It is March 14, 2024. I'm Benjamin, of course. And this is where we kind of do our usual setup and then relax, and whatever needs to happen will happen for each of us. My yawns are starting as always. So we will go ahead and get the setup in a moment. But first, let me thank everyone who's here live. I appreciate each and every one of your presence. Welcome to Angela, Brian, Cass, Jim, Christine, Diana, Eric, Faye, Heather. We've also got James, Judy, Lisa, Michelle, Monica, Risa, Stefan, and an anonymous person. Welcome to you all. And I think you all pretty much know the drill. If not, you'll catch on quickly enough. And as always, my yawning doesn't mean I'm tired. It means that energy is moving through me, and that's how the energy wants to be processed. All righty. So as always, I'm going to ask for your full attention here, being fully present, whether you're live or on the recording. That's not only helpful to you, it helps everyone else. We all affect each other energetically beyond time and space when we do the live event or the recording. So just act like you're right here in the room with me. Because energetically you are. If you need to leave early, that's fine. You're welcome to just ask the allies to ease you out of the field anytime, and you can pop out if you have to. Something comes up. This event should take an hour or less. All right. So I'm going to invite you to begin by, I'm going to assume you're safe to close your eyes and give undivided attention. If not, keep yourself safe above all. I invite you to close your eyes and just become aware of how your body feels, your physical body. And then if you can feel your energy body, the subtle energy in and or around you, feel that too. Just see where it's at. So that's your baseline. I'm now going to call the directions, call the allies. All of them are of high vibration and benevolent intent, as always. Then I'll set up a safe container for us to work in. As I do this, if you feel energy moving, just feel it and let it do what it wants. If you cannot feel energy, then I recommend you just feel your breath come and go on its own. But either way, just passively aware of the sensations. One more yawn and I'll get rolling. Pachamama, mama kiya, wirakocha, inti, kwichi. I am that I am. Allies, please prepare me to be the best possible facilitator. I request my embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density, or higher service to other consciousness, anything else that'll spruce me up and help me be the most helpful. Thank you. For all of us, we call my partner Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other divine, all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Baba. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel. Got that one already. Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Anyone who would like to invite any additional high vibration allies to join us, you're welcome to call them in now, whether you're live or on the recording. Feels good. Thank you. Okay, take a moment and once again, feel how your body and energy body feel. See if it's different. You're also establishing a new baseline to do embodied awakening. We're going to do in a moment the embodied awakening invocation. You're going to call your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Everything's better with embodied awakening. So if you would like to do that, I guarantee you're not going to get overwhelmed and you will feel way better when you're in this state. You're going to say words to your higher self now and do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. I invite you to repeat those with me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax, be passive. The more passive you are, the easier it will be for your higher self to send its energy in the top of your head. Kind of like you're a sponge and it's water just soaking in. And when I say passive, what I really mean is no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just relax, let your higher self come to you. Any effort beyond simple awareness will push your higher self away in this kind of work. Make it easy. If you notice you're distracted, just gently return attention to feeling the incoming energy. By the way, if you can't feel the incoming energy, just feel your breath come and go. If a distraction is still there, it's okay. Let it be in the background, not a problem. But choose to put your awareness on either feeling the energy, or if that's not available to you, then feel your breath. And the last tip is to use the least effort needed to feel this incoming energy. For most people, that is actually zero effort. So try dropping to no effort, and just whatever happens is fine, but try no effort at all for a moment, not even trying to feel anything. Yeah, if it's zero, you still have some awareness of the incoming energy. Zero is perfect. If you've lost awareness of the energy, then add back barely enough effort to feel it again. The less effort, the better, as long as you can feel the energy doing its thing. When you're fully in embodied awakening, all four of these things will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're all the way there, congratulations. Relax and enjoy it for a moment. And even if you just have some improvement in those areas, that's great. Not everybody gets all the way in the first time, so even if you just moved a little bit toward it, that's wonderful. Just take however much of it shows up, and remember your passivity, your lack of unnecessary effort is what's going to let your higher self come to you more fully and more quickly. It can take a little deconditioning if you're accustomed to effort-based practices. We'll leave a moment longer for everyone to get to embodied awakening, or maybe go deeper into it. It's a pretty safe bet. However awesome your awakening is, there's probably a better one around the corner as soon as you're ready. I would personally never assume I fit the final level of anything. We had too many surprise deepenings to buy into that idea anymore. Alrighty, the energy just really kind of locked in there. So I think we're good with our receiving embodied awakening process. Take a moment, see how you feel again. Is the following all true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, however far you got is wonderful. Practice it more, you'll get even deeper. Alrighty, so we're in embodied awakening and we're ready for the thing We advertised for divinely directed. So let me have a chat with our allies. Beautiful divine allies, we have prepared ourselves. We are in embodied awakening to the best of our ability. And we now ask that each of us on the live call, on the recording, now receive whatever experience serves their highest good. We know that might be a blissful, ecstatic divine state. It might be a challenging healing experience. It might be both at the same time, might be something completely different. But we absolutely know, allies, you guys know what we need. And we know that even if you're working with someone on the recording, you are with them right now, and you are fully aware of whatever you can do that will serve them best. So please proceed. You humans, I encourage you to relax, and you may very well be feeling energy starting in you now. And I invite you to have no preference regarding whether your experience of any given moment is more blissful or more challenging. If it is challenging, then that's for good cause, because they are stirring up something that is in the way of your next level awakening. And if you're willing to completely feel whatever's going on, just passively hold awareness of it, then they will be able to clear it maybe once and for all. Because a trauma fully felt and flushed away is done. Or to be safe, that level of it, at least. There may be other levels, but they'll come up when their time is ready. Or it could be you feel it and release it, and that's all there was. So relax, be passive. If you can feel energy, just feel it. That's all you do. Let the allies take care of everything. If you cannot feel energy, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control, please. Just let the breath do whatever it wants to do. So at this point, our job is to be passive and patient. If you're in a healing process, your body might want to do certain things, and let it do it if at all possible. Those could include shaking or vibrating or trembling, crying, making sounds, big motions that encourage the release of energy. Any of that's fine if the body wants to do it spontaneously. And some people have healings that are completely still and silent. So whatever it wants to be, just let it be that way. I'm describing a certain thing happening and it's not your experience. Do not use effort, please, to match my description. Just go with whatever your experience is. The nature of divinely directed is that each person gets their own unique thing. And I encourage you to just let that thing happen. So I'm feeling some pretty strong vibrations here. My body feels a lot more like energy than solid matter now. Let your experience be whatever it is. The allies would like me to do a song for you, so get that started here in a sec. Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón. Ayahuasca, yay, ray, Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, Chacrunita, Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, oso blanco, Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, Shining Rock, Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, Archangel Michael, Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, Shiva, Shiva, lay, 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 lay. Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, Mother Mary, lay, 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 lay.
Yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón. Otorongo, yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, agua pura, yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, Archangel Raphael, yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón. Wahchuma yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón. Appalachians, yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón. Uluru, yo te canto esta canción con todo mi corazón, familia, take a moment, tune into how you feel, your physical body, your energetic body. The level of consciousness you're in. Just note a moment and then just relax back into letting it be what it is and letting the energy do what it will. Trusting our divine allies and your higher self to give you exactly the experience that is divinely directed. And I'm at a much higher level of vibration now. And there's a lot of heavy energy moving through. Sometimes you have to be raised to a higher frequency in order to have a certain level of healing happen at all. If you're experiencing your energy being in a way you never had before, just relax into that. Every awakening is a surprise. It's always good to be willing to release the way you've known yourself to be and allow yourself to move into a new level that feels completely new. And you may realize, oh yeah, I remember, this is me, but I'd forgotten about this level of me. Good to have it back. And the energy is getting subtler and sweeter for me. My experience tends to mirror what most people are experiencing. But as I said before, if your experience is different, go with your experience. I feel like it's a pretty good shake up in the field right about now. So again, I encourage you, if challenging feelings are coming up, physically, emotionally, whatever, I encourage you just to feel them with no resistance, be fully present with them. The shamanic axiom is you have to feel it to heal it. And if you're willing to feel that unpleasantness one last time, that may be all that's required to flush it away once and for all. You don't even have to know what it is. Many are the healings that you feel heavy stuff, you let it go, feel it completely, it goes away, and you never even know what it was. I like those ignorance is bliss healings. You need to know about it, your higher self will pop in a thought or an image to let you know. It's like some of us are getting a good shake up right about now. Just let that happen if you're experiencing that. Just lay back and let your higher self take care of that for you. Yeah, some of us are really experiencing ourselves as very vivid, vibrant beings of energy right now. Almost feels like a swarm of bees, but in a really good way. Feeling quite a bit of energy flushing out hands and feet. If so, then just let it go. New frequency coming in, very subtle, very sweet. And now I'm starting to feel a little more physical embodiment. Feels like they're starting to ease us back into our physical bodies. Just let that happen. As always, they'll bring back as much of this sweet high frequency as they can for your highest good. See if they can give you a little upgrade to make your new normal at a higher vibration than before. For some of us, as this higher vibration comes in, it's going to shake up and flush out some heavy energy that's a little bit in the way. Just let that be part of the experience if that's happening for you. We're just making room for more divine light. Some of us are pretty much back in our bodies, but feeling really different. Yeah, I think most of us are pretty well integrated now. So just take a moment. You know, we've checked in more than once. How does your body feel? How does your energy body feel? Just feel all that again. And for me, it's a dramatically different experience, much more high vibration, much more euphoric. Divine Ally is so grateful for this. Let's share the wealth. Please just spread this energy to all beings on earth whom it will benefit. And they got plenty more at the source like this, so there's more than enough to spread around the planet. We humans don't have to do a thing. It's just going to go on autopilot. You might feel it, but you don't have to do anything. Good. Now, allies, please send this beautiful energy to all beings in the universe whose highest good it will serve. Thank you. Same deal, just larger scale. We just relax and the energy goes out. When we share like this, we actually end up with a bit more for ourselves. We are blessed for sharing. Everybody wins. We have heard of a zero-sum game. This is an infinite-sum game. Okay, that's done. One more last time. Feel your body, feel your energy body. You might feel even a little sweeter now. Just see what your experience is. Alrighty. Thank you, allies. That was awesome. I'm going to wrap it up after I yawn one more time, maybe. Mama Kia. We're a coach. Inti Quinti. Thank you, allies. I feel so sweet. Beloved allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, please, allies, stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? All right. If you have a question or comment, I'm going to make that available here in just a sec. Bear with me. All right. You can now unmute yourself. If you're on the web, that's a click the icon. In fact, everyone here is on the web. We don't have any phone callers live, so just click that little mic button and talk if you want. If you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. And if you got to go, that's also fine. So the floor is open for feedback. Monica said, beautiful. Thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome, Monica. Thanks for being here and contributing your sweet energy to the mix. Anyone else? Faye says, such deep relaxation. Thank you, Benjamin, and everyone. You're welcome, Faye. I feel pretty good myself. Risa says, yes, wonderful. I'm glad to hear it, Risa. As always, we have a bunch of Awakening Plus veterans here who hold pretty high stakes, and the combined energy of all you folks, whether you're live or on the recording, is mostly what makes this so amazing. So as I've said before, I feel so fortunate that so many high vibration people are choosing to be members and contribute into the beautiful fields that we create. Brian says, truly divine, so peaceful, high vibe, and blissful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Brian. And then Zoom user, whoever that is, says, so peaceful tonight, intended energy to all beings, including those in a storm close to here. The warnings for the storm stopped. Well, that's a lovely bit of synchronicity. We'll take it. Oh, Jeannie is Zoom user. Good to know, Jeannie. Yeah, thank you. Ooh, I see.
So,
Hey, Lisa.
hi, so relaxed. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you, Lisa. Glad you had a good experience. And Diana says, thank you, much appreciation to all. Well, it sounds like a lot of folks had a good experience. I'm glad to feel that. Monica says, it is storming here too. I called on the guides to keep everyone safe. May it be so. The energy just got sweeter. The allies are, as always, holding beautiful space for us after the closing. Anybody else? All righty, last call for questions or comments. Michelle says, Mahalo. Thank you, Michelle. Mahalo can have a slightly different meaning. If you're experiencing your angelic self and you feel a ring of light around your head, then you say, Mahalo. Michelle said, the sun shone brightly during this session. And she's ha 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 at my pun. Anybody else? And Michelle feels upgraded. Good. Me too. I'll take all the divine upgrades I can get. And then she says, thank you, Benjamin and allies. Thanks again, Michelle. It's a privilege to be able to do this work. And a pleasure to share it with you guys. All right, I think we're done. Last call. Jump in right away if you have anything more to add before we close it down. All righty. Thank you all so much for being here. Thanks for your membership. Thanks for contributing your beautiful energy to our process. And we'll be back again next week with three events. And we'll keep it rolling. Thanks for the eight hearts, Jeannie. And many blessings to all of you. Bye for now.